As a part of the chosen excerpts in relation to the topic that we're talking about, we have to understand that the forces of good and evil, they're becoming equal. The Creator has created one opposite the other, and this is how they're supposed to be inside the person. And therefore, we do not prefer the force of good, good called bestowal. It's not according to how we feel. But the force of bestowal versus the force of reception, both have to be equal. The Creator has created one opposite the other. And therefore, light and darkness, states of descent and ascent, everything that we have, we can divide them into one opposite the other, and we have to see both as equally important to relate to these two forces of creation, that we have to know how to work with both, how do we arrange them, so that even though that we want to use bestowal upon the vessels of reception, but still, how can we bestow in the vessels of bestowal? No such thing. We lack the force of bestowal. The force of bestowal is the Creator in and of Himself, and we have only the force of reception. Those that can use the force of reception in order to bestow, that as if we bestow through reception. And therefore, the states in which we do not feel a sense of elation, connection, bestowal, giving, but to the contrary, where we feel that we're lacking forces, we have no uplifted spirits, we have to understand that this is because our will to receive is being increased, the as if negative force, upon which later on we can increase the positive force. There cannot be one without the other. But they come on and off, one opposite the other, one after the other, and therefore we have to respect the force of reception being our nature, just like the force of bestowal, not to disregard it. It's something that you have to learn. Seriously learn how to do. I'd say that this is more mature learning, where we do not disregard, though, the bad, that, no, it's like this, it's like that, no. But in those periods where I do not attain, where I'm not in uplifted spirits, maybe I'm not even in control of myself, and I feel that I'm forgetting words, and I don't really understand where I am altogether. All of these things, these are signs of a new degree, that I'm still disoriented, and therefore do not become despaired of these states. The despair of one's forces needn't be in at time of descent, not at all. The feeling of descent is additional will to receive, which is the Creator adding more and more creation onto me, and therefore I examine how am I growing in relation to the still, the vegetative, the animate, and all the other degrees of the speaking, precisely because I have a larger ego. Anyone greater than his friend, his desires are greater than his. And therefore, changing our attitude toward the unpleasant states. That I'm in the dark and helplessness, in a bad mood, I'm disoriented to the point where I really have no idea what's going on. These states, one understands. The main thing is, but in advance. A person needs to build different kinds of support for himself. For example, 10 a.m., I'm shooting with Norma. 11, with Owen. 12, with someone else. Afterwards, Mushi comes with a few people about the Congress or something. Afterwards, and so on and so forth. I also have new people that come to me with different problems and seeking advice. In short, a person has to all the time work, be in the work. And it's not that I try not to cancel anything. Not to cancel. You have to be in physical work all the time. Well, for me, physical work is shooting programs, having meetings, and on the inside, you go through your different inner states. But it could be that you're repairing some engine. And by the way, it's much better than to film a program. There's nothing better. Rabas used to say, I remember when I was a cobbler. He was a cobbler. He used to write mezuzahs, different things. Back then, there was no work. In the 40s, 50s, even 60s here in Israel, there were very hard cases, and it's not like today, that if you sit in a koilil, in a yeshiva, you get money for it. Back then, everyone used to work. And then he says, when I was a cobbler, things were so good. You hammer those little nails into the leather, and with it, everything goes by, really. He was already 80. And as if yearned for those times. It's not good if a person has no work, has nothing to do. You should start doing something, writing something, doing something, just not to sit idle. Then time goes by in a much more
how
can we build inside ourselves, inside each and every one of us, and inside all of us together, the fact that in each and every moment we have to turn to the Creator with a request. And the more we turn and really to fill all of our time with that, the more our requests will be directed, arranged to one Creator, as much as we can envision this spiritual form, or more correctly put, spiritual quality, the more we will succeed. And again, it's a prayer. How do we try to be, as it says, I wish they would pray all day long? How do we, let's suppose, today, we go out into a day of disconnection after the morning lesson. How does each and every one of us feel that he's obliged to be the shatz. That all the group tells him, today you have to pray for us. We are putting our good fortune in your hands. How will we force every friend to be this way? It's something that breaks down all the walls, all the boundaries, both between us and also between us and the Creator. Prayer is all there is. How will we do it? Please. Maybe we have to organize it corporeally, or what should you do? So that really everyone will feel that he has to, that behind him there are hundreds or even thousands of friends like little children that rely on him, that depend on him.
For your friends,
how can I feel, really feel, responsibility as pain in the heart, as concern that exists in me all the time? How can I do it? This is actually our entire force of advancement toward the goal. How can I feel responsibility for having to pray for everyone? Everything's achieved only in prayer. The prayer has to be only a prayer in public, meaning for the public, at least for the 10. For the entire soul of Adam HaRishon. How can I feel responsible for it? This is actually my entire role. This is all of my spiritual work, saving my soul. How can we help each other in being alert and feeling this inner restlessness all the time that we're not I don't know what you're saying, but how could it be that you're asking something of the Creator without first examining what that is? What? You're like a baby crying out. You're not crying out because you have no instinctive outcry to the Creator. You only have an outcry to your mom or the police, I don't know who. But you have no outcry to the Creator. You have no connection with Him. Therefore, here, it's necessary to build the order of actions. And you have to, a person really has to see, how do I arrange my request to the Creator in a cunning, intellectual way, emotionally, through actions that lead me, all in all, to the correct request that I will reach Him, that I will turn to Him, that I will touch Him. It's serious. You have the opportunity to turn to an important, to someone important, to an important person. So how do you turn to him? Otherwise, you know, he'll simply pass you by without paying any attention to you. He has to feel that it's really important to you, that he's open to it, as Kabbalists say. And on the other hand, that you know how to touch him, how to awaken him, how to turn his attention to you actually, so that there will be connection, that your request will be a chisaron, and that his general chisaron to help everyone to ascend, that these two requests will complete each other, supplement one another. Otherwise, how? In your chisaron, I for my beloved one and my beloved one for me, you have to, that it will be one clean. You have to search. You're just saying that. When it'll come out, when it will work out for you, tell me, and you'll see how long it'll take. Therefore, after a person is despaired and comes and is despaired, then he really understands, as Babash says, that unless he correctly works in society with all the friends, the way they're arranged together, all of them, and the way they're in him and he's in them, he doesn't know who he's turning to. First of all, he turns to the friends. First of all, he has to reach a connection with them up to the point of love. And then he turns to the Creator, that he understands that he can't reach him. He's asking for the Creator to help him, help reach love for the friends, towards the friends, and then the Creator helps. Imagine, you're not turning to him for something, but only for him to help you love the friends, because this way, for sure, you're already directed toward coming out of your ego. If you turn to the Creator directly, you don't come out of your ego. With him, I can be connected, or I to him and he for me or towards me. But if you want to connect with the friends, love the friends, and you can't, this already being the recognition, the real recognition of evil, then you turn to the Creator to help you in that. That's the only thing you want. You have to help me love the friends. Love the friends. This is what I need. And then he helps, because then your request is really in order to bestow. Therefore, first of all, love of others. And after you've acquired these things, to the measure to which you've acquired these things, that you love them. Or not that you love them, but that you're somehow connected, then to that measure too, you can reach love for toward the Creator. And it could never be more that you love the Creator more than you love the friends, because it's the kli. Love of friends is the kli. That really, you connect everyone, and you have your soul. Whereas love of the Creator, it's an action of in order to bestow already.
But how do you feel responsible to always pray for the friends to be a public messenger, such all the time, and from that to turn to the Creator, as you say?
Otherwise, I do not come out of the in order to receive.
But it's not enough.
The Creator, he broke the kli on purpose to have the opportunity. Because in a complete kli, you were only in chafetz chesed. In order to acquire the force of bestowal, chafetz chesed can't bestow. He's chafetz chesed. I have no shirt, I don't need anything, you can do what you want, I'm living on this tree, and I'm well off. And therefore, this is the only way you can come out into in order to bestow. There is no other way. Therefore, the kli breaks. I have the opportunity to connect to all of these broken parts and ask the Creator to arrange the connection. So we need him. We need to use him. This is called, my sons have defeated me. That we use him, really, in a way that you arranged the shattering. We're grateful for it, because precisely by it we can feel the depth of the shattering. the measure of the connection of love and do that. Where does it say about it?
I'm asking about one state before, the feeling of necessity and responsibility to constantly pray for the friends, because even before you start praying for them, you have no forces to pray and constantly work for them, and from that to turn to the Creator to help me be only in that, in love of friends.
Only in that. Otherwise, it's entirely in order to receive.
So how to constantly be in a constant prayer only for the friends and not let go of it?
You have to be connected to them and help each other. It's something that no one's missing. But if you're all integrated together, each can influence all the others for them to lack this.
How? How exactly will I lack it? I don't lack it.
Talk about it, that only in your connection do you shape the state called the soul, and there you discover the upper world and the Creator who fills it, and everything, all in all, in the correct connection between the friends. There's no other place, no other opportunity, no other nothing.
אני צריך להרגיש כלפי החברים.
I have to feel towards my friends great obligation, shame, envious.
No. I have nothing negative in relation to them. Or towards myself. I towards myself, neither. I really start from scratch.
Holy. No,
I still don't get it. We heard that there are three conditions to prayer, of how to arrange things, but how to come to such a deficiency that this is what you're lacking?
To think about it more and more. To think how to attain the truth. That now we're in a lie. I'm a big egoist. I want to attain what's really going on. How do I discover the real, true world? I see how all of mankind is wrong, foolish, engaged in delusional things that they get nothing from. They die just like they're born. I want to know the truth. And the truth is first and foremost to come out of myself. Because anyone who blames does it because of his own flaws. We see it in the world. Look at what's going on. So how do I rise above my nature, above my ego, that then I will be able to somehow determine what is going on. Otherwise, no one knows, and neither do I. So, to rise above myself, this is what I'm led to do. So I have to integrate in the group, as simple as that. This is my new and only kli, possible kli that I can have, instead of my ego. Therefore, there are only two. Either I'm inside myself, or that I'm inside the group. One of the two. Now, if I'm inside myself, then clearly it's a beast. I keep living my life that way. Suppose I decided on that. But if I'm in a group, in order to come out, meaning out of myself, then I have to start seeing. How do I replace my sense of self with the group? As if I care for them, appreciate them, wherever possible for the group to be above me in everything, above me, above me, above me. And a few such actions, and then I start understanding what it means to be in a group and not inside oneself. And that's how you advance. Accordingly, you draw the reforming light and everything. But without these simple actions, to come out of myself from the group, to come out of myself into the group is impossible. And here you can ask the Creator.
In the right prayer, there are two approaches to it. One approach is what we read just now in the last excerpt, when a person prays to the Creator and says, "You must help me because I'm the worst from everyone else." As you said, that he should help me love my friends, that he should help me love my friends, and I'm the worst. And the second approach is that I'm praying for the friends. I mustn't remove myself from the collective, and every request for myself, even if it's to bestow or love the friends, is bad. So how do you settle the two?
Both? What do you mean? I want to pray to the friends, for the friends, but who am I? I have to correct myself, and then I pray for the friends.
How a prayer of a person for himself, from his ego, even for it be stolen to be corrected and love the friends, how can be the right or pure prayer?
Because first I'm thinking about what do I have to come to, that I connect to them, that I'm in them, and then accordingly I ask the Creator, I turn to Him to help me realize my role in them. It's a question. Actually,
about a prayer. Yesterday we had a collective prayer for everyone, that all the friends will have the strength to participate in the activities of the group, dissemination, come to the lessons, and so on. After we have prayed for the whole day, we saw in the evening a result that many friends and many tens were able to come and disseminate. So what should we pray for now?
Thanks for mentioning this. I think that this action is still ahead of us for some time, and we have to all the time be concerned with it, because by that we build our state. That's what we have to be concerned with. It's like we care for our building, our home, our stability, our intensity, the very same way we have to care for that. We have to be a well-known force in Israel and in the world. And really, in a relatively short period of time, we reached something. We have to now extend our participation and to go further in, especially in width, into different kinds of audiences, especially in Israel, then in North America, and afterwards in the rest of the world. We have to do it. Otherwise, we are not realizing our role. We're not coming closer to realizing our role, and then it's not good. What do we exist for then? We will not get any kind of advancement, like Bala Sulam also writes, Labash, unless we prepare ourselves for our role. Because otherwise, what are we for? Israel, they don't exist. They also didn't exist. Once the ego grew in Babylon, that the ego started developing, evolving, then a need evolved for a group among the Babylonians that will start drawing them to become organized in order to bestow against the will to receive that started developing. Before that, they were as one nation, as one language, everything was fine. So if there's no ego, there's no need for Israel to draw that ego to correction and that way correct all of mankind. Once the ego grew, among the Babylonians, that they started fighting with each other, came Abraham and started getting out of there from among the Babylonians, people that have a connection of in order to bestow, in order to build a group that will lead all of the Babylonians to correction, to the end of correction, and therefore, this is our role. This is our role. Each and every person in the world who has the inclination towards spirituality, that has a question about what is the meaning of life, what am I living for, what's going on with my ego, and so on, from all sides, both from the perspective of reception and also of bestowal, that feels that he's not like the still, the vegetative, and the animate, that doesn't, then he has to be with us. He has to be with us.
What is the next world that Bala Sulam says here? It's a question that students ask.
Yeah, they care about it. The next world means that now I'm not attaining it, but in the next minute, if I cleanse my kelim, my vessels, I do attain. This is called the next world. Each time my perception of my reality is called a world, my world. If I change my perception of reality, broaden it, it's considered moving from world to world. A world is what I get in my kelim. In the root 1, 2, 3, 4, in which I attain the still vegetative animate in speaking. All in all, this is called the world. The world comes from the word he'elem, olam, he'elem, meaning concealment. So it's clear to me that specifically through concealment, I can attain, because I attain something from its opposite. There are many names to the world, why the world is called concealment, ha'alama. Yes?
There's no connection between what's happening when I die? You mean after I die?
After my body dies?
Yes.
So what is there? It dies.
That's what I'm asking. There's no connection, like the next world, there's no connection to what we're talking about here?
No. People just think that there's something. No. No. Don't wait for it. Your body, I can't explain. Where does he write about it in a few sentences? The ascension of... meaning there is something to it, but it's not attainment, and it doesn't bring us attainment in spirituality. My beast, the one that stops working in a material way, like an animal, doesn't depart in its will to receive. The will to receive in me doesn't belong to this body. You're talking about the will to receive that has to attain some spiritual reality. So what is the connection between the spiritual reality and this corporeal reality? There is no connection, none. When you leave, you leave. When you die, you die. It accompanies us, this body, for a while, so that through it we will come into contact between us, begin to know some things that have to do with spirituality, but it's not spirituality. it's a kind of not a degree, but a special state or situation by which we begin to approach spirituality, but not more than that. This is why it doesn't influence spirituality if you are tall or short or red or black or white or yellow. Nothing. There is no connection. None whatsoever.
Hello, dear Rav. At a certain moment, when we're in the lesson, we're incorporating one another, the friends ask for one another. At a certain moment, that integration, that mutual integration between us becomes what we said, restriction, masach, and ol chozo.
The minute we have the power, the strength to resist, when we can prefer our kelim, the kelim of the other, to the kelim of the other. If you can put a tzimtzum, a restriction, on everything you ever wanted to receive, and so that the friends will have it, and you only serve them for this purpose, then you are already become.
I see here Bala Sulam. I hear him with a certain very special drive. Even when he has no means or money, he looks for other possibilities to pass on this wisdom. I also see you.
When did he have money?
Exactly, I see you too. There's not a moment, I see you all day long. There's not a moment throughout the day that you're doing everything so that we will see and learn and do.
Well, except when I sleep and eat and drink. No.
And even that, I know you do very little and hurry. What is that engine? Where do you get that from?
First of all, it comes from above. This is number one. Number two, you constantly have to work on the greatness of the goal and the responsibility, personal responsibility. And that's it's true for everyone. Aren't you responsible? Without you, could Adam HaRishon be? No. So you've got responsibility, the greatness of the goal, what we achieve by correcting, especially in our generation. What can I tell you? You've heard about it many times already. So how can... But you need to work on these things all the time. All the time.
Also, the doing itself that Bala Sulam, he's working on himself, it's like a certain thing that's pushing another thing and...
He wrote 20 hours a day. Wrote. In those days, he would write with pen and ink. We have his manuscripts, the original manuscripts that he wrote. As I heard it, they had to force the pen out of his fingers because they were so rigid by that time that he couldn't open his hand.
So the Kabbalists, all those who write, are actually being driven each time he gives the wisdom. It's like that's the engine. It's more another drive, another.
Even while ahead. He writes, he already makes corrections. He doesn't wait for people to take it and until they grow and until they rise by it. It is already a correction that he writes. When he writes, he puts all the souls that he writes to into it. So there's in potential and there's the practical. So in potential, he did it. He made the end of correction in potential. Even before him, Rabbi Shimon. That's what they did, basically. Now, we just have to practically finish what we have left. But we have a lot left because we are the first generation of the last generation. Just imagine what we still have to develop to. In a few years, in 10, 20, 30 years, the correction has to end here in this.
Morning, Rav.
Good morning.
My question is whether the study of Tess is actually the foundation for all, for every day, for every morning lesson? Should it surround that? All the rest of the things should be? Is that the foundation, the study of Tess?
For us today, the most important is connection in the ten. If we came to any style, any template of a ten where we could feel that somehow we are permeating it, then I would shift to studying at least Talmud HaSasvuot for at least 1 hour, because then we would need the surrounding, the reforming light on a high level. Talmud HaSasvuot is a... But you need to have a demand for it. For now, it is neither this nor that. Let's hope that the preparation for the Congress and the Congress itself will bring us the beginning of the connection in the 10 in such a way that we will want to learn Talmud HaSasvuot. So I wouldn't care if I'm learning Talmud HaSasvuot and I make a precision about every single word, as Bala Sulam writes, but I would care about... I'd care about drawing reforming light. This is what counts. Drawing reforming light. That's